Cthulhu presents The Call of Cthulhu Campaign, The Curse of Nineveh, by Mike Mason, Mark Latham, Scott Dorwood, Paul Fricker, Andrew Kenrick.
Well, we tracked down through two ways, conveniently at the same time. We tracked down Ted Williams. And when we started talking to him, he told us about Lady Nichols, who has the other two tablets. And at the same time, of course, the shadow made an appearance and then disappeared, presumably to go off to Lady Nichols' house. And I feel like that was sort of, I mean, there was other stuff that happened, but that's sort of really the
pertinent
pieces, I believe.
I think attacked by a shadow.
Yeah.
But that doesn't matter. No one cares about Kitty almost being strangled to death.
Fine.
I mean, Kitty may.
Yeah, but even, she does.
even her buddy, Maud Throckmorton, just ran off.
Well, it was pretty terrifying.
Yeah. I think Dame Agatha, seeing the shadow appear and disappear, stands up and says, we must head to Lady Nichols. She lives in the large white house, blah, 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 blah.
Jump in the car.
So there's only a couple of you, I think, in the upstairs. I think outside... Oswald was guarding.
I thought the people outside were outside the door. Were they out in the street?
They were out in the front of the bar. Oh, Oswald was outside the door.
Okay, guarding. Yeah. So there's the three of us up in Williams's room.
Yep.
And so I imagine, that we may start rushing. I say I'll turn to Tim and I'll say, "Well, it seems you are safe. We'll see if we can freeze this shadow."
His buddy Bill will look at you and say, I mean, he's clearly over the edge. Can you do anything for him?
Yes, I'm sure we can. But I feel like our more important thing to do at the moment is to protect Lady Nichols. We'll be back and give him a stiff drink. We'll be back in a few hours.
We hope.
Come on, we'll be back for him in a few hours.
All right. I think we did a credit check. Someone knew where Lady Nichols
was. That was me, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. You are able to make, I mean, you're all sort of piling at this point into Heathcliff's car. I think you only have one car amongst the group. But I'm not, because I think you and Roger, Dame Agatha, took a taxi to get there.
Yeah, that seems quite likely.
Yeah.
Some of us could take a taxi if we need to.
Exactly.
I guess I'll ask Roger. Is Roger going to try to pile into Heathcliff's car with everybody else, or is he taking a taxi?
No, I'll go with the others. If there's room. Excuse me.
Yes.
Slide over a bit there, please.
I knew where I was going with that. Good.
Oh, that was my foot!
So there's layers of investigators in a car. Perfect. You arrive at her townhouse. It's a three story, in a nicer neighborhood. Lady Nichols has got some cash on her, and
I think we'd best sort ourselves out, see if we can get out of this car.
Do we hear any screaming as we approach the house?
Go ahead and give me a nickel. Give me a listen roll.
85. I hear nothing. Just the sound of us struggling over. Ow! No! Just. Roger.
08.
No. Mod, maybe popped out first, and you don't hear anything coming from inside the house, the townhouse.
Maybe we beat it. That's.
Oh, maybe we're too late. Can I look around for signs of any lurking shadows?
Go ahead and give me a spot hidden.
That is a success. Just.
No, it's dark outside and you don't see any signs of shadows slithering around.
Dark outside because it's eve. Did it get to be evening somehow? May have already been evening.
Yeah. I think it was evening because you met the porter at 11 o'clock at night.
That's probably the wee hours.
Okay.
Yes. The fingers of dawn may be on the horizon, but they're not here yet.
Yeah.
Well, do we just try and get ourselves invited in at such a late hour, or?
Does seem tricky here, but perhaps the answer is yes.
Should waste no time.
Perhaps those of us who are better at deceiving others could.
Well, we don't need to deceive her.
Well, do you suggest we say that there's.
That there's a mad thief who's coming to attack her over her tablets? Yes, I think that seems perfectly reasonable. We have plenty of evidence to suggest that there's been violence to many of the tablet owners.
Mod's already marched up to the door.
Yeah, I was just saying, and I will be walking up to the door.
Well, when you put it like that.
Roger, you're good at talking to people.
Yes, quite. I am.
People skills all around.
Hit the door knocker. Or knock the door knockers, whatever you do to signal presence at this particular door.
Sure. It takes a couple of times before you start hearing noise inside. Eventually, a older gentleman opens the door. He looks at you and your band of people outside. Yes, how may I help you at this uncomfortable hour of the night?
The staff, yes. We need to speak to your lady, Lady Nichols, and I will push my way in, assuming you're going to talk.
Someone is good at talking. Yes, excellent.
See here, sir. There'll be no seeing her ladyship at this time. She's quite asleep.
Well, then you shall go wake her. It is of vital importance to the lady's safety.
Yes.
Go ahead and give me.
Do summon her now.
A persuade.
Persuade, you say?
Guess you could give me fast talk if you thought you were lying, but I don't think you are, so.
I don't think I am either. That is a success of some nature. That is an extreme success.
Well done, you. Yes, I will get her ladyship.
Hurry up, man. There is danger afoot, and a murderer is on the way.
Oh, please, wait here. And he sort of tries to push the door back closed again. You're going to keep your foot in there?
Oh, I'm not keeping my foot in there. I'm moving my whole self into the entryway. And I'm assuming the others are going to follow. At least so.
Yes, absolutely.
Hurry up, man. Time is of the essence.
Anybody who wants to can give me a listen roll.
They already
beat you. I want.
Ooh, 09. That's a something something. That's extreme.
I listen, not as good.
With a 09, you hear a somewhat animated conversation between the gentleman you just spoke with and a woman's voice. She is clearly not convinced this is something she should be doing, but Armstrong Butler's... Oh, I'm sorry, why are you... very well. After a certain period of time, you see a woman walk down. She is in her early 60s. She is dressed in a long, elegant robe with a scarf around it, and seems to have taken a moment to dolly up. Yeah, yes. Who? And Dame Agatha, she's met you, right? Is that what we decided?
I wasn't sure that it was said that I knew who she was.
Okay. Yes, what? Why are you? Please come in. You're going to alert the Thank neighbors. You. Come in. Why are you here?
Jen, before we go into the room, I have my flashlight on, and I will use it against the shadows to see if I see something lurking there.
No disrespect to your island, Jonathan, as I say this. She looks at you dancing a flashlight around on the floor and just thinks, what have I done by letting them in?
Lady Nichols, I presume.
Yes.
I do apologize for myself and my companions.
You are, sir?
Roger Sindler, at your service, ma'am.
Normally, I know you?
I do not believe so. However, we have come to know of you. There is a murderer afoot, and he is on his way to do you harm.
I find that highly unlikely, but please come into the lounge. Sit down. Armstrong, bring some more chairs.
You possess a number of tablets recovered from the Nineveh excavations, I believe. There is a madman who is attempting to retrieve them.
Give me a persuade roll or a charm or something that...
Well, it won't be charm.
Okay.
A little psychology.
No, that's another extreme success on persuade.
Oh, nice.
You go.
I'll be failing everything else. Thank you.
I do have some artifacts.
Yes, he has already murdered a number of other owners.
Oh, like who? Anyone I know?
Do I think that knowing her, knowing who she is, that any of the others are in the circles, in her circles?
They're all sort of rich or nouveau rich, yes. I mean, she would know the others. I mean, I'm going to let Roger take a step back from saying that the other owners have been... What you would know is that the other people she would know who have been murdered aren't the people who are dead.
Yeah, well, attacked. The poorer people that have been...
Yes, it's just...
Attacked and some people have been murdered.
They're destroyed whole collections.
Oh, right, even worse.
Trying to find these tablets.
Armstrong, wake up the servants. Look around. This, no, my collection, no.
He is a very dangerous man, and we have reason to believe he will attempt to steal the tablets.
He may be there already.
Yes. Shall we go and check on your collection?
Yes, of course. Armstrong, wake up the servants, check the doors and windows, make sure everything's locked as it should be. You all may follow me.
Thank you.
She sweeps her way out of the room and heads back to the entrance hall that you all came in and heads up the stairs that are there.
Yes, yes. Up we go.
And
searching.
Indeed so. Yes, you are able to you make your way upstairs, and there's a door there. Jeez. We're fine. The door is locked as it should be. There's no need to worry then.
I will listen carefully. I will say, this is one of those cat burglars who has no trouble getting through windows and so forth. It'd be best to check inside the room.
Go ahead and give me that listen roll.
Okay. Nope. Not a fumble, but no, not a success.
Not me either.
Okay. Well, if you're sure, I mean, it's the best security one can buy, but very well. She opens the door. It is a long room with nice shelving on the side, some cases that are glass cases, and a nice table there. Things are nicely displayed. The curtains are closed. She reaches to the side and turns on the lights. And she screams as this large, unnatural shadow rises up from the mantelpiece, clutching two tablets. Who has Excellent. Not seen the shadow before?
Well, let's cast some spells, shall we?
Roger. Oh, let's have some sanity rolls first.
Oh, you said who has not. I thought you meant... When you said who has not, I thought you meant she had not, and you were using who in the other sense.
Using it as in this group here.
Yeah, no, I've seen a shadow.
Yeah, I believe everybody, but perhaps Roger.
Me too.
yeah, you haven't seen it either. Yes, perhaps the two of you could roll sanities.
It's a failure.
D4.
3.
I think... I was alerted of it by Hamilton, but I never actually saw it.
Right. That sounds right.
So, don't get me wrong. It passed.
Just one then. Can everybody give me spot hidden rolls too?
Ooh, 0-4.
Spot hidden.
Regular success.
Hard success.
Yeah, 14 hard success.
Whoa, to max. Exciting. so those of you, and this would not be Montgomery because you've never seen it before, those of you who have seen the shadow before and succeeded on your roll, there's something wrong with the shadow from what you saw before. Before, it looked to be a continuous sort of molasses glob of shadow, if you will, and now as it's sort of rearing up next to the mantelpiece, there are gaps and holes in it, which sort of pull and stretch out as it moves, like when you grab a rubber band and sort of bend it. There's something going on there.
Chant!
Yes. And,
I don't have the magic points to do it anymore.
Yeah, no, I will definitely start chanting.
Yeah, I'm doing the chanting.
Yep.
I'll Same. Spray the blood while they chant.
Alrighty, so let's see. Everybody who is chanting, it's 6 magic points.
Alright. And I have some blood also to spray.
And it is, as you are chanting, it is 1d4 sanity points.
Okay. Have some of those.
1d2, you said?
1d4.
1d4?
Sand.
Ooh, I'll take all four.
Nice. Thank you.
Two points.
All right, so some of you are chanting, the rest of you are... Kitty, you said you're throwing your blood?
I'm spraying the blood on this creature while they're chanting.
Are you throwing it, or are you getting right next to it?
What happened last time, you saw
Maud threw it poorly.
Yes.
I did not. It just dodged well.
So I have no real desire to get close to it.
Alright. So go ahead and do a brawl attack, and it will dodge.
Oh, brawl. Excellent. Actually quite good. Yes, that is a hard success.
Or just spend all your luck.
Well, I could spend 5 points to make it an extreme success.
Yeah, you could.
Oh, fine, I'll do that.
All right, he rolled a
93. Ooh, nice.
What? See?
See, that's what you get when you spend luck. You get lucky.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I thought my oof was a giveaway, but apparently not. So what happens is that you are all chanting and you throw this throw the blood. It this time, perhaps because it's carrying two tablets and can't move as fluidly, it hits it. And it just starts, the tablets sort of drop to the ground, and it looks like it's in just agonizing pain, as if something was sort of wrapped around it and just squeezing on it. And you hear it calling out, stop, no!
So I think that's what we expect.
Run up and grab the tablets?
Mm-hmm. You all just going to keep chanting?
Well, I want to run up and grab the tablets away.
Yeah, you've absolutely done that. Not a problem.
Cool.
Yeah,
I guess until we pass out. I don't know if it's one of those things where it's magic points every round or...
No. Just the initial sort of...
energy?
Yeah.
Chanting and trying to spray the shadow with blood, yes.
Yeah. Oh, actually, sorry. It is a use of a magic point every round.
Okay.
But there's multiple people casting it, so it's not going to last that long. At this point, the lady collapses. Lady Nichols.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, you see the sort of whatever is binding the shadow, it just sort of compresses and compresses, and then there's nothing there.
Sit down heavily.
I don't know what this success feeling is. It's strange. Nichols up.
We just killed... Just kill a man. yes,
it's gone.
Something.
And I'm moving the flashlight all around to make sure that there's no other shadows coming in.
We do need to make sure that we remove the tablets from here to return them.
Yes.
To Azhar Fidin.
The Lady Nichols has fainted. Perhaps we can tell Lady Nichols
they were destroyed. Yes, she fainted. Perhaps we can tell her that they were destroyed by the shadow.
You pocket them. I'll see if she's okay, and I'll go and try and, you know.
I will.
Go ahead and give me a first aid.
91 out of 30. I slap her hard.
Slapping her hard over and over.
Roger, are you a real doctor as well?
I have some amount of medical training, yes.
Where are the staff while this is happening? Maybe we could.
So they've been running around at some point with right. all the screaming and the yelling and the throwing things. Some of them will gather. The butler, who you gather, is named Armstrong. At some point appears and says, "Well, what have you done to her ladyship?"
No, to be silly. She's fainted from shock. See to your
smelling salts.
Yes. Yes.
The thief has gone. Your lady is safe now.
So there's a certain amount of confusion that will need to sort of sort itself out. They have no interest, as with so many people you've encountered, they have no interest in bringing the authorities into all of this.
Very good.
Excellent.
They are
best kind of people.
they there's a certain amount of time before her ladyship wakes up, and she's grateful is not the right word. She is British.
While she's out, can we make rubbings of the tablets at least?
I have hidden the tablets. We're going to take them with us.
All right, perfect.
And excellent. At some point, things will calm down enough and then you can head outside. Armstrong eyeing you as he closes the door behind you.
Breakfast.
And at the end of the little steps to get to her house is Arzan Udin.
See, that's just the problem. He could have dealt with this himself. That lazy, good for nothing. All
right. Unless he was protected by some other spell that he could not actually break until we take it away from her and hand it out back to him.
Like I'm going to help with that. No way.
No, I think it's because he didn't want to use his own magic energies.
Mm. Mr. Dean,
you have the tablets?
We do.
Excellent.
What have we done? Please explain.
By casting the spell, you mean?
Yes.
You've taken a man who went to places he should not have and prevented him from gaining the power to live in our world and the shadow world. He would have been...
So where is he? Just in the shadow world now?
I'm not sure, I have to say. I just know the spell is there to stop him. I don't know what it does to him.
And I believe that you implied that these other two tablets that were missing could be used to help him.
The ones you have in your possession now, if I am understanding you correctly, would have allowed him to, as I said, exist in both places.
He would have no doubt continued his thieving and murdering.
He would have been unstoppable by any weapons that we have.
Hmm.
Well, I guess we will honor our bargain. And I look to the others for confirmation.
Maud is not so sure.
I'm not 100% in agreement that there was a bargain there. So I guess since you're so invested on these tablets, you wouldn't mind if we keep them for a couple of days to study them, then we will return them back to you.
Oh, no, I would very much mind that. The whole point of taking these tablets from you is to make sure that people don't have access to, you know, their power. If I was to let you take them off and do, I mean, if you were to, if, let me start again. If you were to take them off, then what would stop the same cycle from beginning again? No, these tablets perhaps, and their spell must be removed.
Should they be destroyed?
Can I make a call?
Absolutely.
And is this reaction them is to this? As simple as smashing them up with a hammer?
Oh, it is a hard success on my psychology roll.
Then what are you trying to figure out from him?
Well, his reaction is when Agatha mentions that we better destroy them.
His reaction is sort of, oh, I hadn't thought about that. I don't even know if it would take that much if you wanted to. You could just pick them up and smash them on the ground right here.
Well, then I do that. Yeah, I will take them out of my big purse and I will smash them on the ground. And then I will suggest that perhaps each of us should take one piece, guaranteeing that they are never put together again.
I like that. I will reach out and grab a piece.
Hence laying the ground for a future scenario. The rod of seven parts.
He looks at you with sort of a smile and says, "Well, that satisfies our concerns."
Wonderful.
Did you find the name of the Shadow Man?
The name?
Didn't he tell us the name?
Yeah, we knew the name.
What do you mean by the name?
He told us it was
Ginger. Balathias Ginger.
He didn't tell you that.
Oh.
Azhar so yes. Udin did. Who is this we're talking to?
Yeah, that's who you told me.
He explains that the Shadow is a collector named Balathias Ginger.
Yes.
That was Udin told us
there
that.
You go. All right.
We did. Thank you.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, that solves everything nicely then.
Wonderful.
Pleasure. Raises up his hat. Tips it to you briefly, walks off into the night.
Turns into a bat and flies away.
Well, perhaps we can now finally invite, what's her face, back to London.
Oh, yes. Neve,
I'd almost forgotten about her.
It's been quite a while. It's interesting. There were some statues, I believe, that were...
Still at large.
At large, yes. Very, very odd day.
Did you mention breakfast, Agatha?
Yes, breakfast. That's what we need. Perhaps at the club?
Yes.
Champagne Bucks Fizz or something, yes. I feel it's been quite an evening.
Very good. Perhaps I will take a taxi this time.
Excellent. You all enjoy a well-deserved breakfast. No Denny's, but still.
Not as good as it could have been, I agree.
Does anybody else do anything else over the next few days?
I guess I'm a little curious. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm curious. So do I still have this strange compunction regarding the statue in the bank?
Oh, yes.
So I've been thinking about that more. Yeah, I feel like at some point I am going to, and I don't know if I can actually, but I would like to at least try to visit it. But I don't believe I actually have the...
Nope.
I don't know that I have the information.
I don't believe you're part of the 3 or 4 person team that went to put it in the bank in the first place.
So I think I just spend some time at the bank sort of, you know, making pretend business. Perhaps I open an account there or something just so I can be a little closer to it.
Yes. Yes, they are perfectly willing to get you a little security area. That's fine. Why don't you roll me a power roll?
Okay.
They're coming for us. They're coming.
That is
failure.
Success. Normal success.
Excellent. As you are, they're showing you your security. Yeah, you know, they bring you in a room. There's these security boxes. They open one up for you, say this is where you can put your things. You sort of glance over to your left at another box. You are quite sure the statue is in that box right there.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, I'll, obviously... think about that for some days as I'm
sure. Go ahead and lose a point of sanity as that night is particularly troublesome. Unpleasant.
Yeah, I'll think about how my safe deposit security works and perhaps how the neighbor's ones might work.
Great.
So the other two tablets, they have been already taken away by this guy, right? The stranger.
What's no, they his were name smashed again? Up.
No, those are the ones.
He doesn't.
There were four.
Yeah, he doesn't say that, but that's a reasonable assumption.
I wanted to try to find this ginger guy to look him up. Track down where he lives.
Cool.
That's not a problem. With a little bit more extra time, you're able to sort of figure out where he lives. Yeah.
Is that something you actually discuss with us, or do you just do it on your own?
Oh, I think I rope Kitty into it.
Okay.
I feel like we're the dynamic duo.
So his house is in West London. He has a three-story house. You're able to eventually figure it out, and
Does he seem to be living there? Do we catch sight of anybody there?
Go ahead and give me a spot hidden.
Ooh, 96.
Perfect.
I have a regular success, 48.
You don't see any movement in the house.
Is there a convenient door open?
The front door is locked, and the rear door is also locked, but it does look like perhaps with a firm shoulder, the back door might yield.
I cast a glance at Kitty and then give it a shove.
Go ahead and give me a strength roll.
Yes. Yes, 33, so a regular success.
All right. Sort of have to throw yourself against it a couple times, but you were able to break your way in. You're in a lounge-type area.
Does it look like anybody's been active here?
No, it looks like this place has been torn apart. There's scrapings along the wall. There's books that have been taken off shelves and torn up. The woodwork is broken and wrecked. And there is a strange smell coming from the front of the house.
Do we think this was Ginger himself? He must have been going mad with frustration.
Now, gingerly walk that way with a handkerchief to my face.
Go ahead and roll me sanity.
Oh, lovely.
Thank you for roping me into this. But that's a success for Kitty.
Just one then.
That's also a success. So.
Just one. There is a dead body by the stairs.
Uh-huh.
He is dressed in, seems to be an older gentleman dressed in valet type clothing.
Oh, the staff.
Valet.
Looking at him, his neck has bruises around it, as if perhaps he was strangled.
Oh, well, that was Ginger's
calling card.
Yes. Who could this be? Do we? I mean, does this look like the kind of? No, wait. He.
Oh, good. No, roll me an idea.
Porters. I'm thinking of the porters. So he was a collector. He had money.
Yes.
27. Yeah, hard success.
Yeah, this is undoubtedly Ginger's manservant.
It's right.
Let's head upstairs, see what shape his collection is in.
You look around, and again, the whole house seems to be an outlet for his rage and frustration. Mm. Everything is torn apart.
Do we?
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking. Had the other tablets been retrieved?
Not the two that he had, I thought.
Right. So can we find those anywhere?
No. You look around, and you don't find any intact tablets.
Does he have statuary or other artifacts? I'm guessing, maybe.
He does have statuaries. The solid ones, you know, stone or whatever, are on the floor and maybe a little banged up, but not necessarily broken. What else were you asking about?
Well, just, I mean, if we search his place, is there anything of interest?
No, he seems to have been a collector. He seems to have had a very nice collection at one point, from what you can tell of the shards of what's left.
Mm-hmm.
And he seems to have killed his staff.
Should we just call the police, dear, and let them deal with this?
Yes, perhaps an anonymous tip-off. We're a neighbour, and there's a strange smell coming from the house.
Not a problem. Anybody else doing anything else over the next couple of days?
I did promise to look in on Ted Williams, but I don't know if anyone else will be with me on that.
I am not, unless you're going to the library, because I want to actually do some research on Azar Udin and actually use my occultist background to see if someone knows anything about him.
About who?
Azar Udin, the guy that was asking for the tablets.
Oh.
Or Azar Udin.
I could come with you for that.
Adi.
Take my mind off things a little.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So you want to use your library use and your occult?
Correct.
Okay. Go ahead and you can each give me a roll on each if you like.
All right. Library use is a hard success. Occult is not a success.
Hard success on library use, failure on the occult.
So you look around for a while. His name appears in you both sort of find it in different places. He is his name appears as a spokesman for a group called the Children of Tranquility. And they claim that essentially Westerners should stop taking artifacts from their country, that it's part of their heritage, and they have been given, their people have been given the responsibility of caring for these relics of the past, and you know, other people idea. From other places should stop taking them.
Ah, that's fascinating. Yeah, well, I would definitely think about that. That may be. They may have something there.
It will never catch on.
It may take 100 years. Try to convince my future husband of this.
Oh, I was talking on mute. There we so go. Yes. Thank you. Sorry. That's what I didn't see the reaction. Okay. So no, basically understood. This just stopped. It is interesting to see where are these Children of Tranquility actually operating as well, Sean.
I mean, I think that you know they sort of speak for all of the Middle East. There's no particular place.
Okay. Have they been operating in London other than we have seen?
You get a reference again. It's looking through a London Times type article.
Okay.
It's international news. There's nothing in here that indicates that either he or his organization is based in London. There's no, okay. You know, offices in London that you are able to sort of look at or anything like that.
Okay. All right. So nothing, apparently. I tried to use my network on the occult side of things, and I didn't get any hits. So I guess we're good so far.
Oswald, secret are organization. You doing
anything? I'll
say, yeah. No, I didn't really have much. I mean, I guess I can tag along or help if anyone needs some muscle. Or if not, maybe just hang out at the club.
Excellent. And Roger, are you up to anything?
Providing psychiatric services to those who may request it, but otherwise...
Ooh.
No.
That's interesting.
Perhaps that will include Mr. Williams. We'll see.
So let's just say a few days pass. And at one point, someone had said, "I'm always checking the newspaper." Mm-hmm. There's a newspaper article that perhaps someone could read that's in the notes.
Member of expedition committed to Bethlehem has curse struck again. Our correspondent has learnt that just 4 days ago, police were called to investigate a disturbance at the Hyde Park home of Professor Willard Puncheon, 47, chief translator on the celebrated Thompson King expedition to the old Assyrian capital, Nineveh. A man, believed to be Puncheon himself, was taken away in an ambulance, apparently suffering severe self-inflicted wounds and being not of sound mind. After treating his injuries at the exclusive Lister Hospital, doctors sent the man directly to Bethlehem Royal, where he remains under close supervision. Reginald Campbell Thompson was unavailable to comment, although a British Museum spokesman said that claims of any curses are the products of an overactive imagination and that they cannot comment further about speculation over their involvement in a secret expedition back to Nineveh. Well,
some things will never change.
What's that got to do with us?
I wonder if we're back to the statues somehow.
Maybe Roger
could be of
help. No, just saying that maybe the tablets were not the only artifacts of interest.
Yes.
You were saying that maybe Roger could help us with this, I guess?
I was thinking perhaps he could help Mr. Puncheon. I look at him and bat my eyes uselessly.
Yeah, Roger. This is something that may be of interest for us, even though we still have the other statue.
I'm sorry, you were expecting that I would go to Bethlehem?
We can all go with you. If you don't want to travel alone, that's fine.
It's not a matter of traveling alone. It is simply a matter of entering Bethlehem. Cannot imagine a more wretched place.
Maybe
think about this poor man.
Yes, I'm sure the doctors at Bethlehem are
not sufficient. Nearly of your caliber. No.
Well, that may be. I don't doubt that, but still.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I feel like you were better positioned in these circles. I misunderstood. Maybe you're not that important there.
Now, see here. I guess I have to now.
For an expert in psychology, eagle. Very easily manipulated.
Montgomery learned a valuable lesson that day.
So what are we thinking? We're thinking we want to go there.
Well, I will send a message to the doctors and to the chief of Bethlehem Royal, offering my services as regards their new patient, Professor Puncheon.
All right. Dame Agatha, at one point you talked about going and finding Ted Williams. Is that still
definitely
a thing you want to do?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. I will start at the bar, the dog and pony, or whatever it was.
Fox and Hound.
I will go with Agatha. I'll go with Agatha since we did such a good work with the Children of Tranquility.
Wonderful. Enjoy your company.
Well, given that some of us are going to Bethlehem and we have a madman in the form of Ted Williams, we could kill two birds with one stone and take him to Bethlehem. Get him committed.
That seems cruel.
I hope we won't need to commit him.
Cruel? You know, it's an institution of healing.
Well, as Mr. Schindler has said, who would possibly want to be there? I've heard ghastly stories. But in any case, we'll see how he is, hopefully.
Surely that's just the past. Now it's very well.
So, Dame Agatha, Montgomery, anyone else to go see Ted?
Sure.
Fine either way. Excellent. You get back to the Fox and Hound. Bill Lancaster appears to be relieved to see you. And, oh, he hasn't gotten any better. He just sits up there. He says it's going to get him. The devil's going to get him. He will lead you up the stairs again, unlocking the door.
Oh, sorry, I was muted. May we see him again? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Printer was starting to make those noises.
Yeah. And he, Ted is once again there, sitting in the back of the attic area. He's got a blanket over him. Not doing much.
Yeah, I will let Agatha take the lead here.
Mr. Williams, it's good to see you again. I have some good news for you.
Oh?
Yes, the shadow has been destroyed. We destroyed it.
How did you do that?
We encountered a man, Azar Uddin. I don't know if you have run across him. Perhaps you have. He gave us a... Here, I'll teach it to you. and I will teach it to him. In the hopes that it's, you know, sort of something he can hold on to. So this allowed us to crush the shadow, just that and a little bit of crow's blood. And it froze. And then it disappeared.
Go ahead, three of you who are there, go ahead and give a psychology.
Yeah. Ooh, 20 is a hard success.
Montgomery, Maud? Muted?
Yeah, let me give it. Hard success as well.
We don't need no stinking Roger.
No, he's listening to you. He's aware, sort of, that you're there, but he's absolutely just keeps looking at the door and looking at the ceiling.
Perhaps we do need Roger.
So after the, you know, first encounters with the shadows, I will always carry a flashlight with me, right? And I will use it here in the room. I'll give it to Williams and say, maybe this will help you to look out for shadows. They're not going to haunt you anymore. You can go back and live your life.
Again, he takes the flashlight and, you know, you see him turn it on and sort of look around. It's just, but there's so, So many other shadows. So many other places it could hide. This isn't enough light. Destroyed. I need more light. I need light. I need light. Light,
yeah,
light,
well, come
light,
outside. Light. Come outside. And we'll try to lead him outside into the sunshine.
He will follow you outside. And no, it definitely helps. He is still distracted. He is still looking at the shadows, but there's not that overwhelming sense of him being on edge all the time.
Well, I will make it my mission to sort of do a similar thing every day or so and see if he slowly gets better.
Okay.
Perhaps I'll even take him out to the country at some point.
Excellent. Roger, it's a day or so, but you do receive a letter back. It is from a Dr. Alan Lawrence, saying that essentially I would be happy to consult with you and learn more about you know, what methods you might have that could help in these situations. Invites you to come by the next morning at around 9 a.m.
Then I shall do so.
Excellent. Will you be by yourself or you bring others with you?
I see no reason why I would bring others with me.
Excellent. So the next day you can make your way over there. You know the Bethlehem Royal Hospital well. It's over in the, it's a hospital. It's got a large park around it, high walls, iron rails. It's, you know, in a packed residential part of London. And as you are sort of let in the gate, there's a few inmates pottering around the lawn. They're always being followed, as you would expect, by the white-coated orderlies. Did you do a residency of any sort in your training?
Not in England.
Excellent. So you are brought into the central block area. There's a long marble hall, large oak reception desk, nurse behind it, at some point a young man will walk out, very young from your point of view, I imagine. How old is Roger?
40 something. 53.
He's mid-20s at best, and Yes, Mr. Schindler. I'm very excited to meet you. And yes. Come back with me.
Good day, Mr.
Lawrence. Alan Lawrence. You can call me Alan, please.
Yes, Mr. Lawrence.
He lead you back into his small, cramped office. Barely enough room for the desk. The chair that you're sitting in. He says, I'm very curious. Your letter suggested you might have some techniques that would help with the punch-in.
Yes, well, besides the usual superior German methods of psychoanalysis, I also have some experience with members of the Thompson King expedition and the various artifacts they're from. So, yes, I may be able to assist the gentleman.
Interesting. So, go ahead and give me a psychology roll.
Psychology, you say?
I would hope you'd be
shrink each other
reasonably confident there, but perhaps I overstep.
No, I am reasonably confident there, but the dice say otherwise at the moment with a 95.
That makes complete sense. Carry on. Well, do you want to meet Mr. Punchian?
Yes, please, if that could be arranged.
Can be. I should warn you, he's had a great shock. He has significant physical injuries as well.
Oh, that's fine.
Well, I want to be cautionary here. I mean, his appearance is not for the faint-hearted, sir.
Oh, you do not need to worry yourself on that count.
I should also warn you that the police did try to speak with him, but he flew into a rage when they asked for details as to what had happened. We only have some... We don't have any real idea of everything that's been happening.
Well, perhaps he shall speak with me.
All right. Well, let's go and see. I can only hope so. He's, as I said, unresponsive. Sorry, just doing that, cutting and pasting something into the notes. You are led to a room. You are clearly in the nicer part of the hospital. There's orderlies here, but they're not, you know, the orderlies you've seen in more criminally insane type situations. The orderlies there are more like wardens than they are healers. These seem much more sort of there to make sure nothing untoward happens. You open up the door and you see a man. He is covered in bandages. And those parts of him that are not covered in bandages, you see there looks like there's carvings into his flesh. Go ahead and give me an idea roll.
Do they look familiar?
That's what we're going to find out.
Idea. Do I have an idea? No, I have no idea.
It's hard to sort of get a good look at them because some of them have started healing up a little bit, and they're just a latest work of blackened scars with some blood sort of souped around it. There is in the room as well, is another man, apparently his roommate, somewhat friendly looking, mustached gentleman who is has little childlike paintings nearby, and he is sitting there with his feet just sort of going back and forth and humming something to himself.
I shall, for the moment, discount the other gentleman.
Splendid.
Professor Punchin, I believe.
Is that
correct? Are you Professor Punchin?
I am, and you are, sir?
Dr. Roger Schindler.
Oh, do I? Do I know you?
No, I do not believe so. We have not previously met.
I am
acquainted with some of your compatriots, however. Mr. Thompson, Mr. Reginald Thompson.
Reginald, yeah. Is he in good spirits still? Is he in good spirits?
To my knowledge, yes.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. A fine man. Not a good archaeologist, but a fine man.
Why do you believe he is not a good archaeologist?
He is drawn to the shiny things and misses the important things.
True of many people, I'm afraid.
Yes, many people are not good archaeologists. I'm glad to hear he's well.
How are you today, sir?
I'm fine. Yes. Pesopopa. I'm sorry, have we met?
You're looking quite well, Mr. Pynchon.
Pynchon, yes. Yes, thank you. Thank you, sir.
I understand you worked with Mr. Thompson.
Yes, Reginald. Good man, but a bad archaeologist.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. He's... He's too quick. Doesn't appreciate all of the things.
Not like you, of course.
No. I know the things.
Could you share some of those things with me?
Go ahead and give me some sort of personality type role.
Personality type.
Persuade, intimidate, charm.
It's definitely going to be persuade. That is a success of some nature. It is a hard success.
What do you want to know?
Oh, whatever you can tell me. I've heard very good things about you from Mr. Thompson and who was the guy I met? Peter?
I also am flipping through my notes. Yes, Peter Simpkin. Peter Simpkin.
Yeah, right. Peter was on the expedition, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
He's here.
Mr. Simpkin is here.
Yes.
Oh. Does Mr. Simpkin know the things that you know?
No. Simpkin is a... No. No. Only I know. I'm the only one who went and looked and read.
Where did you go and what did you read, sir?
Oh, I can't tell you where I went. It's a secret. No one's supposed to know we went there. Oh, no one's supposed to know. Shh. He puts his finger up to his lips.
Yes, you definitely should speak about...
Go ahead and give me a first aid roll.
First aid?
Mm-hmm. Or medicine.
I have some of both.
Whichever you prefer.
I will spend a few points of luck to pass the first aid.
This is not surprising. You realize from the way he's talking that he is sedated. And every now and then when he's talking to you, you get the sense that like he's pushing against whatever is sedating him. Like his tone just sort of increases a little bit, but then he looks over at his roommate there. And he sort of relaxes again.
Uh, So yes, you definitely. Is the other doctor, is he still with us?
He is, absolutely. He's okay. Let you sort of step into the doorway, but he is definitely watching your interaction.
Okay. Yes, you definitely shouldn't speak of going to the place that I believe you have gone to, but tell me, what did you read there?
No, you should know. You seem like a good person. You should not know what I know. It's bad. It's cursed. It's bad. It's cursed.
There are many things, many curses have come out of that place, it seems.
Yes. I like it here. I don't think they're watching me anymore.
Oh, you are quite safe here, I'm sure. Oh.
None of us are safe, my friend. They're always watching.
Well, be that as it may. Perhaps I may come back and talk to you again tomorrow.
Oh, I'd like that. I'd like hearing other voices. The words speak to me, but they just, the things they tell me, I don't want to hear them anymore.
Well, perhaps tomorrow you can share some of them with me. Together we can come up with a solution.
Yes. Yes, I'm tired. He unceremoniously sort of lays down on the bed, turns away from you.
Okay. I will at this point turn to the other gentleman in the room. And you are, sir?
Mr. Wayne. W A I N. Wayne.
Thank you for spelling. I would have noted it in my notes incorrectly had you not done so. And how are you today, sir?
I'm good, thank you. They had oatmeal today. It was nice.
Yeah. I like a good bowl of oatmeal myself.
Oh, I can see that, sir.
How are you finding Professor Pynchon as a roommate?
Oh, he is good. He's been through so much.
Clearly, he has. but not giving you any trouble, I hope.
Oh, no, we understand each other.
Oh, good. Well, perhaps I shall see you again on my return as well. Good day, sir.
He stands up and he holds out his hand to shake yours.
I will shake his hand.
He sits down again, reaches over for a piece of paper, starts scribbling out a drawing. From the way it's scribbling out, you have a vague sense it might be you, and it's not flattering.
Fair enough. I shall step out of the room, allowing the doctor to close the door.
Yeah, Dr. Lawrence, wow, that was amazing. He was so calm with you. Yes, of course you didn't find out anything about what happened to him, but that's I suppose the first step. Is that part of your German training?
You are young, Dr. Lawrence. You must understand these things take time. You have to be patient with such people.
Just so, sir. Just so. I'm fascinated by your methods here.
This isn't some sort of a game where all the answers come in a rush all at once.
No. Nobody thinks that's going to happen.
But tell me, Mr. Wayne, his roommate, who is this Mr. Wayne?
Oh, Mr. Wayne. Let's see here. He starts pulling around. He apparently saw a cousin of his drown. And yes, it's enough money that the family thought it would be better for him to be here than in some room in the house.
Fair enough. Well, as I said, I shall return tomorrow to speak with Professor Pynchon again. With your permission, of course, sir.
Oh, of course. Yes. What time would work for you? I'll make sure I'm here.
The same again will be fine. Thank you.
Excellent. And he will escort you out, offer you his hand, and there you go.
Cool. I will return to the club in time for lunch.
I knew there was a reason to cut the interview short. Did you tell the others what you were up to, or did you just go off and do it?
Beyond mentioning that I might do it, I don't believe I would have, no.
Sounds good. All right. You are back at the club. For sake of narrative simplicity, let's assume that anybody who thinks they might have lunch at the club is there.
Okay. Good.
And do you tell them what you learned, or is this more of Roger's secrets?
I will actually take a moment during lunch. Perhaps with a napkin or get a piece of paper or something, and attempt to sketch out the symbols that I saw carved into his skin and share them with whoever has joined me for lunch. Seems strangely familiar. Do any of you recognize them? I can't quite place them.
I am surprised by that, Roger. the same language we spent all that time putting together the tablets for. It's clearly the same Assyrian language.
Oh, yes, Connor.
I'll teach Steve not to show up.
He hasn't learned yet.
Yes, of course, Mr. Shaw. I do recall assisting you in that operation.
Arcadian, is it? Syrian? What is the language again, Shen?
Arcadian, yeah.
The language of the tablets, fascinating. Are there perhaps more tablets, or?
Perhaps Detective Brindlow could tell us more about what happened at Mr. Punchin's house.
Who helped us with the Arcadian the last time? Was it the museum?
Oh, that we have the student working on.
Mm-hmm. True. Maybe we can ask him to see if we can get some help here as well. Maybe they are not in the proper order, but maybe he can give us a general sense of what Mr. Punchin was protecting himself against. And what about this Wayne? Is he someone we have heard of by any chance, or we'll have to go and find a little bit more at the library?
You don't recognize his name as you're sort of, it's a, Roger tells you about him.
Okay.
What has our little graduate student found out?
Oh, yes. He would have reported back to Roger that these seem to be that the tablets that you'd given him primarily seem to be related to trading of grains. They're essentially accounting notebooks. Mm.
Oh, well, that's so strange.
Well, because they weren't the tablets he was looking for. It wasn't the droids he was looking for.
They were all together.
No. These were the other because he was looking for, these are the tablets he destroyed in the other houses because they weren't the right ones.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah, these are just sort of a random assortment of tablets, and the graduate student essentially tells you that, there's this one's about, confirming that grains are brought here, and this one here appears to be sort of, an agreement in, a trade-related agreement between two merchants in the same city. Yeah.
I'm gonna
retract something I said earlier. Could everybody give me an idea roll, please?
Normal success.
Hard success.
Not mod.
Hard success.
Regular.
Anybody with a regular success is fine. It doesn't seem likely. But Lewis Wayne is a name that those of you who succeeded know. He was an artist who did, who illustrated children's books and drew for newspapers. And he was particularly famous for drawing cats in human clothing, performing human activities.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that guy Wayne the guy of the drawings of the people like cats? And
are you saying that to the group or to me?
Yes,
to the group.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, I do believe.
I wonder what happened to him. Maybe we can dig a little bit more at the library about this companion of Mr. Quinchin.
Yeah, I'm sure we can find some of his books.
All right. So if we take these symbols to the student, maybe I can go to the library. With whoever else wants to go there.
Yeah, just to be clear, so Roger saw these symbols sort of poking out in different places on the body. They're not together. And it's essentially, imagine somebody had sort of put writing on their body. You'd see, a T and an R here and an S.
Yeah,
over.
There's nothing
to translate the sense of like, other than to confirm, like, well, yes, these are part of this alphabet.
I got that, but I'm not familiar with Arcadian, so I don't know if it is more like symbol type of language. That something's going to mean moon, the other one's going to mean death.
It is very much more of an alphabet the way we think of an alphabet.
Okay. All right, good.
And you would know that at this point in the overall investigation.
All right, so in that case, yeah. Library, it is. For me, at least.
Would it be worth it to go to Mr. Pynchon's house and see if we can't figure out what he was working on?
Yeah, that too. The paper is very vague regarding what he was doing. Yeah.
I mean, seeing that we've met so many members of the party, perhaps we could talk to the staff and see if we can't figure anything out.
What's our overall goal here? Just to find out why he's gone mad?
Well, seems like he's been reading stuff. Yes, Roger?
Yes. Was definitely reading stuff, presumably more tablets or other works, probably from the player has drawn a blank. What's the Naboo.
Nineveh.
We could visit his home and find out what he was reading.
That was my thought, Kitty. Hopefully we won't find any more staff on the floor. I'm done with that.
Yes. I shall prepare a scented handkerchief anyway.
All right, so what I'm hearing is, once again, Maud and Kitty are going to go into somebody's house. Dame Agatha, what are you up to? If anything?
Oh, Edwin said he'd be right back.
Oh, sorry, missed that. Oswald?
Nothing in particular.
Okay. Montgomery?
Oswald, maybe you want to come with me to the library and see where we can find out about this Wayne.
I know what books are. Yeah.
And Roger, are you doing anything?
Writing down some notes from the morning's meeting and considering how to approach the professor again tomorrow.
Okay. Let's do the library use first group first. What would you like to do?
See what we can dig regarding this guy, Wayne. You mentioned that he saw discussing Rome. Is that right, or did I make it up?
See if he's what? Sorry?
He's causing died or something like that? Or I didn't get it right. What was he in the asylum? Or what's the reason?
Yes, they said that he saw a cousin die. And
yeah.
And rather than sort of get locked up in the house, they sent him here.
Okay. Yeah. So I will do a little bit research regarding that incident and see what comes up.
All right. Oswald, what are you researching? Same thing or something else?
Yeah, I guess I'll just help.
Cool. Go ahead and give me library use sort rolls.
Oh boy. 97. I hope I didn't damage any books.
I get a normal success.
So, you know, Wayne is practically a household name, and once you sort of place like, is this guy right here? You know, he did postcards. He pops up in searches because he does a lot of charity work for cats. He's the current president of the National Cat Club. And a lot of his efforts seem to focus on essentially legitimizing cats as pets and not just mousers. He did see a cousin die, but there were signs before that he was under some stress. Primarily, no one's really diagnosed what it is. There's some thought that he had some sort of mental illness sort of underneath the surface. But there's also sort of with an acknowledgement that, you know, despite the fact that he was well known, he wasn't particularly great at finances.
Okay. By any chance, do we run into his address?
Well, his address is the Bethlehem Royal Hospital right now.
Previous address.
I mean, there are previous addresses in there. Yep, you can find out where the neighbor he used to live in. Sure.
Okay.
And then team breaking and entering. You're able to sort of do a little hand waving here. You're able to find out, you know, from the news reports, whatever, where Punchian lived. He essentially was renting a apartment.
Oh, good. That's sweet talk, the landlady.
As you approach, you see that you know, there's still. Yeah, you can approach the building. I mean, I don't think they have police tape at that time. But reasonable to assume it's still a crime scene.
Is there an officer there, or is it just...
No.
So is it like a multi-flat building, or...?
Looks to be two flats to the building.
Oh, well, let's knock on the neighbor's door and see if we can't get a story.
Sorry, and just to be clear, I say crime scene because, you know, at this time, self-inflicted wounds were still a crime.
Okay.
You can knock on the door. You're talking about the lower apartment?
Yes.
A elderly woman answers. She has thick lens spectacles. And she looks at them and says, "Yes, may I help you?"
Oh, hello. My name is Maud Throckmorton. And this is my compatriot, Kitty Hall. We're from the name of the club.
Wentworth?
I was going to say that, but I was like, yeah, maybe not. But let's say Wentworth for the sake of closure here. Yes.
We've had some of our members... have some dealings with archaeological expeditions, and we were greatly disturbed to hear about Mr. Punchin. Could you tell us what happened here?
Go ahead and give me a personality roll.
Okay.
Can Kitty flash her within smile?
That's fine.
Is that a
14 out of 77? Extreme success on charm.
Mm-hmm. And my fast talk is a 24 out of 25.
Nice.
Oh yes, yes. Come in, dears. Come in. Yes. Oh, what? Oh, it's you want to know about Punchin, huh? He's a very nice man, a very nice man. But then he, over the last months, weeks, he just spent more and more time in his apartment. It's not good. You need to get the airs in there. It's important to get out. I hear him walking around at all hours of the night. Then the same thing. I was hearing him walking around, and then around midnight there was this terrible scream from upstairs. Well, I ran up the stairs, and the door was locked. I banged on it hard, trying to get Mr. Punchin to answer, and I could just hear him grasping for breath. I thought maybe he was having a heart attack or something. So I went down to my friend Geraldine's house. She lives over there. She's very nice. And we called the police.
Oh, what quick thinking on your part.
Yes, well, they showed up, and there was, you know, there was an ambulance, and they took him away.
Had he had any visitors recently? Unusual visitors.
Oh, no, he kept to himself. He kept to himself.
I look at Kitty.
Well, we're awfully concerned about poor Mr. Punchion. Do you have a key for his flat, perhaps? We'd like to see if there's any books or things that would comfort him in this time.
Our dear friend is visiting him at the hospital.
If I had a key, I just would have opened his door.
Oh, yes, of course, silly me. Do you know if someone does have a key or could let us in? I mean, you'd be doing us a wonderful favor if you could help us.
I don't know. Can you give me another set of personality type roles?
Yes. 13 out of 77. Another extreme charm.
I am not so good at lying this time.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you what. Here, I've got a ladder. You can make your way up to the window to his kitchen. Seems to be slightly open. Maybe you could just get in that way.
Oh, you are such a wonderful, caring neighbor. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Clever.
So yes, she will go around back and out of a shed, will pull out a ladder and lean it up against there. And as soon as the two of you have sort of scurried up it, she'll take it away.
Okay.
Oh, I see. We can then let ourselves out. Not that we're trapped. Okay,
yes,
good. yes, okay. We climb up. What do we find?
Mm-hmm. You emerge into a kitchen. It's a very small apartment. From the kitchen window, you can see right into the... you've been visiting people's houses with lots and lots of room. This is not one of those houses, but it is tastefully decorated. You know, there's white walls and somewhat modern looking furniture. And There's clutter all over the place, books and newspapers and journals, maps, stacks of leather-bound books of various sorts, just boards on top of them to make sort of impromptu tables. They're covered in, you know, coffee mugs and cigarette butts, and plates that look like they may have had a meal at one point but have just been left there. It's not, as soon as you're sort of in, it's very clear where, you know, there's a, where, you know, Punchin's accident took place. In the main room there, there's a large carpet, and in the center of the carpet is a pool of dried blood.
Is there a knife that he used to do this to himself?
There is a knife on the floor there, yes. It could be an ordinary type knife, but there is a knife there.
Are there any tablets or...
Yeah, journals, diaries, notes, that kind of thing.
So there are various notebooks around. Why don't you give me a library use roll, each of you?
No. Why couldn't I? Can't I charm the
books?
No.
I will spend 5 luck to make that a regular success. Hope we're getting more luck soon.
Yes. So what you find is there are 4 notebooks with what look to be translations of tablets. It's sort of a, you can tell that by sort of drawings of the tablet are in there, and then there's sort of the translation underneath it. There is a diary, and there is a book. Do either of you speak Latin? I think it's Latin.
Languages. Yes, Latin. No.
I speak Arabic.
I speak English, just in case that wasn't obvious.
So there is a older looking book. It's quite old, sort of, that is nearby as well.
I mean, is it in an alphabet we recognize? Is it?
Oh, it is in Latin.
Oh, it's Latin. Sorry. Right. Okay.
Let's just bundle this stuff up and take it to Connor and
the scholars amongst us. Yes. Yes.
Yes. We are the women of action.
We are, aren't we? So exciting.
And yes, you are able to scoop those up. You're going to jump out the window or leave through the door?
Well, I was actually going to look. Do we see his keys? Could we, you know, lock up behind us and keep those for...
That's interesting. In case... Give me a luck roll.
Oh, I just spent some luck. 24! Yes, I'm lucky.
Sorry, are you the lowest of the 2 luck? It's a party luck roll.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. You do see that over in this, sort of in a one of these do-it-yourself tables, there's a small bowl and it looks like a set of keys in it.
All right. I will let us out, lock up behind us, and pocket them.
We'll make sure to thank... What was her name downstairs?
You never asked, Marianne.
Oh, okay, I assumed
what
we
her
would
name
have.
Was.
Okay.
Can you give me a spot hidden roll?
Oh, no. Yes, I can. Hard success, finally. Spot hidden.
I have a regular.
Oh, wait, no.
As you are 15 left. Leaving, near the front door, you notice that there are 3 polished stones sort of polished on the top, flat on the bottom. Okay. They are somewhat, they're not as big as, say, about half the size of a coffee mug. Let's say that as a unit of measurement.
Inside the apartment. Sorry?
They're three rocks that are about half the size of a coffee cup.
But where are they?
Oh, right near the front door.
How are they arranged?
In a little line.
Do they have anything written on them?
They don't have any. If you're looking down on them, you don't see anything written on them. No.
Well, given I passed my spot hidden and I've clearly noticed it, I'll pick one up and look at it.
They are curiously warm to the touch.
Oh, but like how warm? Like
more than you. You mean you're in this room here? You have a good idea of what room temperature is. These are warmer than that. They're not hot. They're not.
Yeah.
But they are,
burn. But it's like it's been heated up by something.
Exactly. Sort of like, a heated blanket type temperature of warmth. More than the room around it, but not overwhelmingly so. And with that, I think we'll stop.